This is a podcast from WOR.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That's it, baby, when you got it, flaunt it, flaunt it!
Hey, it's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. Oh, JFK, Mike is in the iHeartRadio studios in Tribeca.
Yes.
How you doing down there?
I'm here. I made it. I'm alive.
That's good. And Claire and I are at Times Square at Paul's Restaurant. Hey, very, very nice. You know, it's 60. It was 61 degrees like an hour ago. I think it's 59 now. What a beautiful day in New York City. It's opening day for baseball. Perfect day for baseball in New York. So, of course, the Mets open up tomorrow.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the Yankees opened up in Tampa, and they lost. You know, nice weather. And I you won't believe this. I just got a delay message from the Port Authority about JFK Airport. There may be delays at JFK due to aircraft volume. Please allow extra time and contact your airline. Now, I've heard of bad weather delays, but I've never heard of good weather delays.
Welcome
to New York City. Oh, it's so nice. You know, it's this kind of weather when, you know, the first time I had sex with my girlfriend. I was actually in her parents' car, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
That's right. They had a hell of a time keeping their eyes on the road.
I know. It was really annoying.
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, right, you've covered everything. No pun.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. We have a million vehicles that are recalled you'll hear about. If you own a Murano, a Hyundai, a VW Touareg, you're going to want to listen to the show. What's the deadliest road in New York State? Do you know? I'll give you one guess right now, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, that's not it.
What's the deadliest car on the road?
No, the deadliest road in New York State.
Oh, I would put my money on the Jackie Robinson Expressway.
You know what? That's a pretty good guess.
Uh-huh.
But we'll get to it a little later. Okay, Bridgegate. There's some jail time in Bridgegate. Uh-huh. If you're interested in your utility bills in New York, they're going up. I live in Nassau. If there are potholes or road problems, we're going to give you a number. And also, Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche, millions in penalties. So first thing up is the deadliest road in New York. There's one road in New York State that's 104 miles in length. And it's kind of like the Jackie Robinson. You know, what's the thing about the Jackie Robinson Parkway that's dangerous, Mike?
Well, it's kind of like a slalom run when it's dry. So, like I said, there's very weaving around layout. I don't know who designed it. I think the guy who designed it must have been getting home on New Year's Eve or something, because that's on dry weather. It's a slalom run. But if there's any rain or ice or what have you, not only do you crash into other cars with about a foot of space between the other cars, but you can very easily jump the divider and crash into the oncoming traffic. So I would definitely make that one of the bells of the ball for most dangerous roads in New York.
Imagine if the Jackie Robinson Parkway was 104 miles long, because it's actually the deadliest road in New York State during the last 3 years, okay? Over 2,000 crashes took place on that parkway. 54,000 tickets were given out for speeding. in Westchester on that parkway, and it's the Taconic State Parkway. That's the most dangerous road in New York State. Just figured I'd mention it.
They call it the Catatonic.
getting back to nice weather and airports. So I read a message, you know, delays. That's a nice weather delay that we're having at JFK. With us is Matt Dawes, the former chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. I might add the longest reigning chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's also a partner now in a law firm, Wendels Marks, and he's also the president of the International Taxi Regulators Association. Matt Dawes, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show again.
Hey, Taxi Dave. How are you tonight?
I'm fantastical. It's a beautiful day.
Everybody loves your show. I put it on my LinkedIn Twitter feed, and I got like 1,000 people looking at them.
Well, okay, thank you. Well,
are they sober?
well, they were definitely not falling asleep, that's for sure.
Before you continue, hold on a second. Don't drink and drive, folks. The nice weather is here. The warm weather is here. Okay? Hail a cab. Don't drink and drive. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Does JFK Mike's jurisdiction extend to LaGuardia, or does it end at JFK?
No, my jurisdiction extends. It's far-reaching, but the problem is I'd rather get yelled at for $50 than for $10 at LaGuardia. That's been my experience.
Well, I hope you're not responsible for Terminal B, because we're going to face some challenges in the next week. So we have, you know, a perfect storm coming of, you know, spring break coupled with Passover and, you know, right before Easter week. And the Port Authority has decided that they're going to put into place a new transit or transportation plan on the frontage and in the areas surrounding Terminal B. So I'm hoping that the Taxi and Limousine Commission will come out with some industry notices sometime tomorrow, if not tonight. But here's the basics of the plan and how it's going to affect yellows and everybody.
Okay, so you're going to tell everybody how to avoid traffic or deal with the traffic that's going to be at LaGuardia Airport. Is that right?
Well, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I think we've all had challenges. I mean, I haven't flown into Terminal B in 6 months because of the construction. So the construction's reached a point now where they've actually closed a lot that's next to the frontage area, and they're going to be allowing drop-offs for taxis and FHVs, but they're going to be banning, as of Tuesday, the 4th, they're going to be banning any type of pickups at the arrivals area on the frontage. Now, what they're basically going to do as of that day is move the old taxi hold to another spot, and they're going to allow for a very quick ingress and egress. So I think you would be entering and going to P7 on Bowery Bay Boulevard on the Grand Central. You'd go into the hold, and then they would dispatch the taxis from the queue, and they'd go straight close to the frontage, not exactly there.
For those of you who speak English, what does it mean to people who land, and what does it mean to people who are dropping off or picking up passengers?
It means get a scotch and soda before you start looking for cabs.
Well, if you're a passenger, for sure.
Absolutely, yes. Let me be clear about that, Matt. Sorry. I don't want no trouble.
So from the passenger standpoint, what's going to happen is if you're getting off of a plane at Terminal B, which I believe is United and American and so forth, you're going to basically not be allowed to take an Uber, a Lyft, or an FHV, a limo, a black car, right at the frontage. You can't be picked up there. You're going to either have to take a 10- or 12-minute walk to a pickup area, or you're going to have to take a shuttle bus run by the Port Authority to go get your FHV. Taxis, on the other hand, you should be able to get them right close to the frontage area. So if you go to the right when you walk out, there'll be a taxi pickup area, and the cabs will be queued up, and they will exit on the 94th Street or the westbound Grand Central Parkway. So not much is going to change for taxis, except I believe they're moving the hold from one area to another. We'll see what happens. I think there's going to be a lot of extra traffic. There's no question about that. There was a lot of traffic before, but we're going to have some rain that day. I think there's going to be some thunder showers unless the forecast changes. So, you know, I'm sure there's people, you know, looking at this and saying, hey, you know, I'm not going to fly in there. But I think it's going to be very challenging.
Now, I just got an email, Commissioner. It says when it snowed, A $10 yellow cab ride. A friend of mine showed me his phone. Uber charged $50 to passengers. And a fare to JFK was $300 from Manhattan. On March 28th, in the rain, it was $94 from JFK to Manhattan when a yellow cab is $58. He wanted you to know that. Now, this Thursday, Mike actually wanted to ask you a question about the upcoming TLC hearing that's coming up. You want to take it, Mike?
Yeah, sure. First of all, Matt, my compliments on a great reign at TLC. We all miss you. You were doing a great job up there. And
thank you.
Now that you're in the mix, we appreciate it in the civilian world, so to speak. Well, if you could, since you have a lot of experience in this field, the TLC on Thursday is having an economic review, their words, of the taxi business. Just what are some of the paces that go through the A to Z of getting a fare increase? What is the most important part of for industry trying to get a fare increase? Because sometimes they say what you think is the most important part to get a fare increase may not be viewed that way by people at the taxi commission. If you could just take us through some of those steps, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, I've been through several fare increases, and they're never easy.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people, you know, that have different viewpoints on it, not just passengers, but different segments in the industry who's going to benefit more, the driver-owned vehicles or the fleet owners or the independents, et cetera. So I wouldn't hold your breath. I don't think anything crazy is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's mandated. I got a lot of criticism years ago that, you know, we need to have more frequent updates on the leasing, as well as the leasing economics, as well as the fare increase. And when they passed the lease cap rules in the mid-90s, they had a two-year provision that every 2 years you have to take a look at the adequacy of the leasing rates. You know, because there was too much time between fare increases, after I left, actually, we always talked about doing a periodic review,
mm-hmm.
And that actually happened. So this is the part of that periodic review. And, you know, the standards for a fare increase puts the burden on the industry, if you look at the city charter.
Right.
And usually an industry group or groups will submit a petition requesting it. This is simply an analysis that the TLC now must do periodically to assess how much are the drivers making, how much different types
are
of
Are you drivers. Aware of any petition that's been submitted for Thursday's meeting?
I have not seen a petition. I know that... there's been talk and complaints that we haven't held it in a while. I wouldn't hold my breath, though, because, as you know, this is an election year.
Right.
It's very unlikely that a mayor, several months away from re-election, in any way, shape, or form, is going to be endorsing tolls or fare hikes or excessive penalties on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt very much it's going to happen. But at least, hopefully, the groundwork will be laid to fairly treat the drivers, and the owners as well. After November, because I think realistically that's what is going to happen if it does happen.
Right.
So
thank you.
So a petition needs to be submitted with all kinds of data, and that hasn't been done yet, folks. So it's unlikely, even if you speak in favor of a fare increase for drivers, it's unlikely that something is going to happen, that they can vote on it without statistical information and a petition. So
we also got some strange stuff going on in Albany now, David. I don't know if you've been following it, but it looks like
I have been. But go ahead. Let's talk about the governor's TNC bill.
Well, yeah, the governor's TNC bill looks like budget negotiations have stalled. Though I think they're pushing for some type of resolution this evening. I think legislators are going to have their pay withheld if they don't come to some resolution soon. I think conventional wisdom and all of my intel indicates that there's going to be some type of bill that comes out of the budget that's going to relate to TNCs. And the latest is that New York City will be exempt as a city from any type of TNC licensing. However, the big question mark, which is problematic, is whether Nassau, Westchester, and Suffolk will also be exempted. The latest version of the bill says that TNCs outside New York City shall be allowed except if a county opts out. Now, what that means is, I was hoping it would be like reciprocity, where the TLC could, in Nassau or Westchester, just send a letter to the DMV. But it looks like it's shaping up to be another legislative battle, that if this law does pass and Nassau and Suffolk and Westchester are not exempted, TNCs will be automatically allowed to be licensed, or within some time frame will be. And then the county legislature and each of the elected officials locally will have to pass a law, not a letter, not something from the county executive, an actual law that says we don't want Uber here, which politically I think is going to be very difficult in Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk. And despite, you know, elected officials who may want it, I think Uber will put their PR media operations machine in place, and they'll try to usurp the opt-out provisions. So it's not over yet. That's the biggest issue because, as we discussed on a prior program, folks, it's very difficult to enforce a law if we have TNCs staging at our border. The first thing they'll do is they'll go to the airports, they'll start picking up people illegally, and that's really of concern. So hopefully,
and just to let people know, that bill, if it's passed, any vehicle in New York State, outside of New York City, right now, the way, if it passes, any vehicle in New York State, your great-grandmother on her way to get milk can log into Uber and pick up a fare. Or, with her private passenger plates, she can go to JFK Airport and say, oh, yeah, I'm an Uber, and hustle.
Now, real quick, let me just jump in for a second, guys. With the Uber and the insurance for these vehicles, at what point does Granny paying $800 a year for a private car in upstate New York get jacked up to $9,000 a year because now she's theoretically, in my opinion, a taxi driver? I mean, what point do the insurance companies say, oh, you're going to work for Uber, that's wonderful. Oh, by the way, we're going to raise your rates 10 times.
Well, it's really insurance company. I mean, it's like one company writing this excess policy, and other people that are approaching it are having difficulty getting them to write for anybody other than Uber and Lyft. So that's really a problem because, you know, first of all, the reason why they have the insurance product, in my opinion, is they want to tell drivers, come work for us because you'll pay $5,000 to $7,000 less, and that prompts them to leave whatever taxi company or FHV company they're working for. That's their business model across the U.S. Mm-hmm. And the background check issue, as you know, is a real problem. Those back, you know, I just read a report that 50%, according to the mayor of Houston, 50% of Uber drivers have a criminal record. 50%.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
The paper. It's this is a real problem, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that the background check issue is off the table. My intel tells me that, in terms of the legislative discussions, I heard that it's non-negotiable. And
hey, all robbers and rapists, hear that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, only you know those from Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk. So
that's screwed up. Listen, let's take a call. Bob, you're first up on the Taxi Dave Show.
I know, Dave.
Okay.
Sounds like we've got a real good soup mix here going.
We're doing what we can, yes.
All right, well, thing is, not only that, you're throwing the driverless cars. They had an article in today's Post about that, and they're going to have all the Uber, Lyft, and what have you, driverless cars. Now, question, what's the insurance problems on that? Then you also throw in emergency statuses and everything else. Here we are. Everybody's saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get fare raises and things. Wait a minute. How many other things are going to involve themselves, too?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you say that, because some people say, well, if there's no driver, how could it possibly be the vehicle's fault?
Yeah.
Like that vehicle that was wrong when it hit a white tractor trailer because it couldn't differentiate the color white from sunlight to a tractor trailer, and it hit a truck. The driverless vehicle was wrong. Or last week's accident, Mike and I were speaking about it earlier, that you've seen pictures of it, that Volvo that ended up on its side. It was hit by another vehicle, and then that vehicle hit other vehicles. Yeah, it was a chain reaction. So, you know, one way to protect the public from insurance, from problems with insurance, is to just have a commercial policy. You know, it's not as expensive as people think, but a commercial policy, like in New York City, if you're in a yellow cab, you are covered no matter what. Your vehicle is covered. That's the end of discussion. Okay?
It may not be so
in New York State.
The thing is, keeping it simple seems to be impossible.
Well, that's why they add another S. They keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Bingo.
All right, Bob, thanks for calling. By the way, our phone number here is 800-321-0710, and our email address. Oh yeah, it's TaxiHail, TaxiHail, TaxiHail@AOL.com. If you have any questions for the former commissioner, I mean, here's an expert in the field. He can certainly answer any questions you have. Matt Dawes is with us a former TLC chairman. And I don't know how long you can stay with us, Matt. Can you stay on for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Great.
Let me just get a personal thing out here. A get well to Carolyn Hebel. She had some tough surgery, and she's back home. So everybody wish her well. Get well, Carolyn.
Get well.
Yay. Woo-hoo. Okay. Okay. The Nassau, the executive, Nassau County executive wants you to know that if you have any road issues, such as potholes, call this number. It's the Nassau Department of Highways. 516-571-6900. Any road problems, including potholes, call 516-571-6900. Wanted to get that out to you. Also, we got an email. MTA taxes will be due by April 20th. Make sure you get your MTA trip printout from your GPS provider so you can verify the drivers and trips for your medallion. For those of you who don't know, every time you get in a yellow cab, we're tax collectors for the MTA. There's a 50-cent surcharge that goes to the MTA. Tip your drivers well, because 50 cents is added to the fare and another 30 cents, another surcharge. And once every quarter, the owner of the medallion has to collect that money from the driver and has to pay the MTA that money. And how do you get it? You go to the TPEP provider, that credit card company, or the GPS provider, and they give you a printout. How many trips? They multiply that by 50 cents, and that's what they have to pay. So, owners, it's due by April 20th, just to let you know. Thank you for that email. Do appreciate. Here's another email. I just received a letter from the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission notifying me that my future taxi license will be renewed now for 3 years, and I'll have to send $252. Since I will only be driving for one more year, will I receive a refund for the other 2 years when I hang it up after this year? And for those poor souls that will be slavering by driving for a living, will the little racket called a drug test be required every year or every 3 years? So let me ask you something, Commissioner. You're paying for a 3-year license. After 1 year, you retire. How do you get 2 years of your money back?
Well, I mean, that was a big issue with the council. There was always a concern about prorating and getting a refund. My knowledge is that, to my knowledge, it's not available. I don't know if they're looking to change it, but, you know.
Okay, so Virgilio Carballo, the gentleman who sent this email, Virgilio Carballo, who's retiring in a year, paying for 3 years, it's like, good luck, we're keeping the other 2 years of the money. Thanks, Virgilio. Hear that? You got the answer here on the Taxi Dave Show. You don't get it anywhere else. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for the great show, David, you have. I do have an idea to help the mayor to sell, to auction off medallions. First of all, the government is looking to to stop financial aid to help New York City. I have an idea to help the budget financially to help the city by having enforcement at the airport, hotels, and on the streets in New York City. And then de Blasio will be able, he will have a chance to auction off medallion, but he must do investigation at Taxi and Limousine Commission to see what's happening between Uber, Lyft, and the TLC, why there is no limits on those app cars in New York.
What do you think, Commissioner?
I've always been an advocate for having a growth limitation and an analysis of how many FHVs are on the road. I think it's something that the mayor tried to do, which I think was the right thing to do, and I'm hoping that more people around the country, more government officials, do it. We had to do an environmental impact study to just put 1,000 yellow cabs on the road, just 1,000, right? We had to pay $750,000 or more for engineers to do all that, yet we've had unbridled growth on the FHV side, even before Uber came around.
For 1,000, just to be clear, folks, there's reports that there may be up to an additional 50,000 vehicles, app-based vehicles, in New York City. Mm. And apparently that has no impact on the environment. Yeah. But what you're saying, Commissioner, is when you were commissioner, 1,000 more vehicles were going to be placed on the road, and you had to do an environmental impact study for that.
Yes, there should be some type of standard. Look, small businesses, small FHV bases, I don't know if that should apply to them, but anybody who's got a certain number of vehicles, maybe 10 or 20,000 or more, it should prompt some type of standard that they show that they're not hurting the environment or they're doing things that will help mitigate any impact on the environment, like having electric cars or accessible vehicles or something of that nature. And unfortunately, the mayor and the council tried to get this done 2 years ago, if you remember. Unfortunately, Uber spent millions of dollars on, really challenged allegations against the mayor, saying all sorts of things about how he's looking to hurt certain communities. A lot of it was just false information that they were spreading to try to, prompt the mayor to back off. And unfortunately, he did. And then they did this McKinsey report, which concluded that there's no data from Uber, so we can't make a decision on whether they impact traffic. Therefore, they have not impacted traffic. Now, I drive every day. I take cabs and FHVs all the time. Traffic has been impacted, and somebody needs to revisit this. And hopefully, if the mayor does get reelected, I'll hope that he will, revisit this issue. He got burned politically with this war that Uber mounted against him, and he should look at this fairly and objectively as a policymaker with the council and say, let's go back to the table. Let's do an environmental study. A real one. Let's force Uber and everybody to give us the data, and let's make a decision that will not put a cap on everything. A cap is probably not the right word. There needs to be a fair growth strategy, because we can't just allow more and more personal vehicles to go on the road forever, number one. And number two, if you're going to surge price, that means they're all coming out, like an army of part-time workers
right.
during rush hour.
Like a swarm. A swarm.
Full-time workers. Yeah. Bruce Yowler did come out with a report. His report was called Unsustainable. Came out 2 months ago, February 27th, actually, with that report. And when he was speaking about his report, he said, absolutely app-based vehicles have an impact on traffic and the environment.
Yeah, well, I read Bruce's report. Bruce did kind of a reversal. Bruce wrote the McKinsey report. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I did.
So I would have hoped that Bruce would have concluded that we can't make a conclusion, but I don't know what type of pressures were exerted or whatever. But thankfully, Bruce has reversed his opinion. I wrote a report before Bruce did that concluded that the impact on the environment was 1.5 million tons. So if you look at my report and Bruce's report, I think, the unmistakable conclusion is that we need to revisit the McKinsey report. It was a mistake. It's nice to hear that, Bruce has admitted that it was a mistake, and that now we have the Uber data that we could actually go and do new policy and do something about it, I hope. And this is not just a New York City issue. This is a national issue. This is happening in every city. There's actually lawsuits in California saying that before the PUC put out this, these TNC models, that they should have done an environmental statement and an assessment. And I don't know if the courts are going to uphold that approach, but I do know that legislatures and mayors and governors could go back to the table and say, we need to do something about this and limit the number in some way. I'm not saying small businesses should be hurt. If you have a small car service with 10, 15 vehicles, it's not inherently fair to say that you can't grow. But, if you got a $70 or $80 billion company that is just looking to take over the market and put everybody under, and they have no corporate or social responsibility to the environment or to the people, something needs to be done about those big players. And so if there's going to be a limitation, it should be, their burden. The taxpayer money should not be spent on this.
You're
it
listening
the burden of Uber and Lyft
Matthew Dawes.
Come forward under the law and pay for their own study and prove to the TLC or some other body that they can sustain continued growth.
That's Matthew
right
Dawes,
now,
former chairman of the Taxi Limousine Commission. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. We'll read your emails. We'll have some more discussion with Matt Dawes, the former commissioner. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And recalls also. Drive a Hyundai? Nissan? Volkswagen? Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We'll be right back. Go in there, start a rocket. Go in there.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That's been the point, just about halfway.
Just about halfway through the Taxi Dave Show. Brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We're at Paul's in Times Square. Mike is down in Tribeca.
Yes.
At the iHeartRadio Studios. John McDonough is up in Boston doing his Captivist thing. Our guest on the air is former TLC Commissioner Matthew Dawes. Some people call him Dawes, but we know his name is really Dawes. Recalls. Nissan is recalling 2013 and 14 Murano vehicles. The power steering hose may detach and leak power steering fluid.
No.
There is no scheduled notification date. Volkswagen is recalling 2007 through 2010 Touareg vehicles. The fuel filter flange may crack and allow fuel to leak out. Okay, that's not a good thing.
That's a bad thing.
And then we have Hyundai. Recalling 2011 through 14 Sonatas and 11 through 15 Sonata hybrids, the seatbelt linkages in both the front seats may detach from the seatbelt anchor. There's nothing better than stopping short and going through the windshield, folks. I have to tell you. There you have it, over a million recalls. You don't hear it on anywhere else except the Taxi Dave Show. How do you like that?
Dave, I just, in honor of Matthew Dawes, I'd like to this week give out the correct phone numbers for airport information for the taxi business.
So tell people what that number is. I guess it's really for cab drivers, right?
Yes, this is for taxi drivers. I might have made a boo-boo last week on one of the phone numbers, but I did get some great shrimp toast, let me tell you. Anyway, the correct phone number for LaGuardia taxi driver information is, drumroll please, 866-296-2238. Again, the LaGuardia taxi driver information hotline number is 866-296-2238. And for my beloved JFK Airport, that phone number is 800-695-0201. Again, that JFK hotline number is 800-695-0201. And I've been OCDing on these numbers for the last week. And now I finally have a chance where it's in stone, it's done, it's over. And, you know, that's all I can say.
Okay.
Get it, tattoo.
Yes.
Let's see, we have a few emails. Please ask the commissioner, what would the policy be, or how can the city have NYPD traffic enforcement agents work in part with the TLC and enforce illegal pickups, push FHV vehicles from double parking and parking in no standing areas, waiting for their app hail or person or scooter airing minutes for a passenger, whatever that means. If the yellow cabs can't do this and get ticketed, then FHV should be ticketed and forced to leave with the NYPD enforcement officers doing this. That's the main reason traffic is so bad, because these FHVs are waiting and parking in lanes that are no standing or waiting for the e-hail to come out, which can take 5 or 10 minutes. That's from Tommy. What do you think, Commissioner?
Well, I mean, enforcement was always challenging. It's become even more challenging because there was a case that was decided that removed the TLC's authority to actually confiscate unlicensed vehicles. So that became a bit of a problem. You know, and in the Central Business District, you know, there used to be the typical black car driver that licensed or unlicensed would, you know, put the window down, say, come over here, I'll charge you, I'll give you a couple of, take a couple of bucks from you. That's been replaced by Uber, but there is a lot of still unlicensed drivers out there. I could never understand, you know, why the TLC, you know, who the inspectors do not carry firearms, go into some of the worst neighborhoods of the city, and basically, I don't know if you ever saw a car stop with an unlicensed cab driver.
Yes, I have.
TLC inspectors would say, get out of the car. And they would say, well, you're not a real cop. Who are you? You know, and it was inevitably always conflict in some of these neighborhoods. So when I was there, I used to have to partner with the local precinct to make sure that the cops went along with the inspectors, because it's probably the most difficult work is really to take the unlicensed people that don't respect the law. Mm-hmm. And now that you can't take the vehicles, there's not much more that they have.
Here's another question for you, Commissioner. Okay. Why doesn't the TLC mandate new photos to be taken for the TLC licenses? Some of the pictures are so old, they don't even resemble the driver anymore. With all the Uber drivers that have criminal records, it would make it easier for passengers to identify the driver in a lineup if needed. Only kidding. But TLC should mandate updated pictures on the taxi licenses. And I want to say something. I just renewed... What the heck is that? I just renewed my DMV license. I am using a picture that is 20 years old. And I'm like, I'm doing it online. It's convenient online. But I had a mustache. I was a couple of pounds lighter.
I have a mustache.
And it doesn't look like me. And I've had drivers come in where they will get a summons from the TLC because their hack license doesn't have a resemblance to them. And yet when they go in to take a picture, they're told they don't have to take a picture. So what do you think, Commissioner?
Wow. Well, that's a first. I haven't heard of people getting summonses for that. I think they have bigger fish to fry than for issuing summonses for that.
You would think.
But, you know, I was just talking about this the other day. I was at the TSA, you know, going to the airport, and I didn't look anything like my photo. I looked really thin, and I looked much younger. And, like, yeah, it's 10 years. I didn't know that you could use a prior photo, Dave. That's actually news to me. But, look, this is what happens. I mean, the passport is every 10 years. The DMV is now every 10 years. And people start to change. Some people end up looking better with surgery. Others don't. But the reality is that this is the means for identification. And maybe there is something in between. I don't know what would be involved if, you know, TLC were to do that. But certainly whenever someone comes in, it's pretty easy to get your picture taken.
Okay.
Why not?
Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, Dave. Commissioner, it's my understanding that the black car industry lost a lawsuit against the city, I don't know, perhaps 5 years ago when Halo was around. And the judge ruled that Halo was the equivalent of a street hail. And why isn't that legal precedent being observed or followed in the current or most recent court cases, and why isn't, if Halo was a street hail, why isn't Uber a street hail and therefore illegal? And also, does London have a time delay for Uber calls? Thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks for calling.
I'm not sure about the London time delay. I do know that Uber is a big player now in London, and they were unable to do that because the black cabbies took a strike against them, and everybody just downloaded Uber.
Is that a racist comment? Just to let everybody know, the black cabbies are...
absolutely not.
Yes.
We call, their cabbies are called black cabbies because they have black cabs.
There you go.
The typical, iconic, you know, it's like the equivalent of our, you know, checker cab or our yellow cab. So the black cabs, you know, they're the ones that are very much opposed to the whole Uber phenomenon. They've been doing business with Halo and Get over there, you know, so it's a different market. But look, on the street hail stuff, those issues have been decided, unfortunately. You know, a lot of courts are doing things that I don't agree with. You know, you could go one way or the other in a lot of these cases, especially the case that, you know, alleged that Uber's business model is unconstitutional.
Judges have been known to go one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going the wrong way, unfortunately. Look, the moral of the story is that the TLC has a lot of power. The government has a lot of power. The courts are always reluctant to usurp the power of administrative agencies, especially those that have experts, whether it's the Federal Aviation Administration, the FDA, the TLC. That's just the way administrative law works. So it's always an uphill battle, and that's where the phrase comes from, you can't fight City Hall. It's very difficult to win lawsuits against the city, unfortunately. Very rarely do you win. So the results and the next step is going to be legislative in many, many ways. And, you know, hopefully some of these legislators that gave a free ride to Uber and Lyft to just take over these markets will realize what they did is wrong, hurting the environment, hurting the small business owner. The third most diverse industry in the United States is a cab driver, you know, behind farm laborers and tailors. Still is the case. We are a diverse industry of small business owners. Not big fat cats, not people who have hundreds of millions of dollars. The ones who have the hundreds of millions of dollars are the Ubers and Lyfts of the world.
Right.
And people need to know that. Most yellow cabs are owned by, it's one person, one immigrant owns one medallion. That's the majority of the yellow taxi industry, folks. You know, it's not the guys who own, oh, I own 800 or 1,000. Yeah, there's one guy like that, or maybe two, but... The overwhelming majority are small business owners and are immigrants who've pooled their family money, okay, to partner with the city, and we really need to do everything we can to help them. Let me just read this email, then we'll take a break, and then we'll take your phone calls again at 800-321-0710. Last night I met an owner of an NV200. He put speakers in the back of his car so people can hear music in the back. He agreed that the tires sound like they are exploding every time he hits a pothole. He would also... like side windows in the back that can be rolled down. I've heard a lot about that. If you're in the taxi of tomorrow, you cannot roll down the windows. The tires are small. The potholes are big. So if you happen to hit a pothole, it's not like the 17 or 18-inch tires. I don't know how big they are on the taxi of tomorrow, but I can understand your problem. Thank you with that. Okay, emails are coming in. Phone calls are coming in. Stay on the line. We'll try to get to you after this break. I am Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We're at Paul's in Times Square. We're at the iHeartRadio studios. Matt Dawes, the former chairman of the TLC, is with us. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Maybe that's because it's midnight.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi.
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Talking about it.
Taxi Dave Show is back on WOR every Sunday night. And speaking of every Sunday night, just want to let you know, next Sunday night, the Mets are on. We will not be on. Okay, next Sunday night. I'm glad I reminded myself. I'm so smart. And once again, we're really glad that Carolyn Hebel got out of the hospital. Serious surgery. And we wish her well, and we hope she gets well soon. And it's also Claire's 24th anniversary today, where she's cancer-free. How do you like that? Yeah, congratulations to Claire, a survivor. So a lot of things to celebrate today. Let's see. Here's an email from Stefan. Since almost everybody uses credit cards for paying taxi fares, Mr. Commissioner, isn't it better to have yellow cabs without partitions, just like Uber, Lyft, Via drivers? Perhaps that's why people are hailing them, because their vehicles are more comfortable than a yellow cab with a partition. Every yellow cab should have a security camera instead. What do you think about that, Commissioner?
Well, look, crime has gone down. It's much safer now, so the time to revisit that could be now. I've always felt that a partition was better, but I don't know if that's the reason why people are taking Ubers and Lyfts. But certainly,
can you speak a little louder, Commissioner? Are you doing something different? Are you on speaker?
No, I'm barbecuing right now. But
we'll be right over.
I didn't realize I was going to be on for now, but that's okay. My family's waiting for my food.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Look, you know, we've always said that it's a great deterrent. It has worked. We've had them since the late 90s. Maybe the time to revisit that is now. And you know what? In certain parts of the city, it's very safe now. And some of the original reasons why we had them, a camera could just do just as much good. So, maybe it's going to be hard, though, because of the taxi tomorrow. It kind of put into place a requirement for a partition. So I'm not really sure.
You know what? Commissioner, I want to thank you so much for being on the Taxi Dave Show. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
Matt, you had a great show. You had a great, great show. I've been listening intently. You've been running on all 8 cylinders. Great show.
Now, I'm at Times Square. I think I hear your wife screaming at me. So we're going to let you go. And
save us some leftovers.
Finish your barbecue.
Right over.
Okay, I'll save the doggy bag for you.
No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Matthew Dawes, the former chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, and a partner now in Wendell's Marks Law Firm in New York City. Thank you for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Bert, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, David. David, you know, last week on your show, you mentioned you were back and, you know, your private life has overcome some adversity, which I'm very happy to hear. Being that you're back, David, I'd like to see you address something on the show, which I don't know. Not, a lot of people are not calling in and talking about it, but I've had firsthand experience with it. And first of all, you spoke about immigrants that, you know, own a lot of taxis, the majority of taxis. I'm not an immigrant, but I am a Vietnam veteran, so I would like to demand something of the city to treat taxi drivers a little better. You know, I came to this country, and I served in Vietnam. Okay, so I am an American veteran, all right?
And thank you for your service, man. That was a tough one.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, yes, but let me tell you something, David. I don't want to sweep anything under the rug. I've tried to refinance my medallion for my retirement. The City of New York and the Taxi Limousine Commission literally took my retirement out from under me. So I'm forced to still work, and, you know, I'm 70 years old. Thank God I'm still healthy enough to work, but I would have liked to retire, you know, like some people do. Anyway, we can't sweep it under the rug. Credit unions sometimes, they advertise that they give money, and then when I call them up, they say, well, we're not giving money to new business. So I had a credit union tell me that this week. Well, we don't give money, new business. If you don't have a loan with us, we can't lend you any money. So, you know, I went the next day, and I'm going to close my account at that credit union. You know, that's my answer to that.
You know, this is a time of change. It's a time of transition. It really is. And, you know, everything changes, okay? Things are always done one way, and then they're always done another way. They change, and then they change again, and they change again. Regardless of what industry it is, things are constantly changing. And I hope that the changes that are being made now, in fact, I feel confident that all the changes that are being made now are going to benefit this industry in the future. It is a tough time right now, but thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. What I wanted to say is Volkswagen, in case you didn't know, Volkswagen, Audi, and Porsche have agreed to pay over $157 million, okay, for the secret use of an unlawful defeat device software in their vehicles. And that software caused tens of thousands of tons of excess harmful pollutants to be emitted into the air in New York and other states. So that goes hand in hand with the extra 50,000 vehicles, app-based vehicles, that are on the road in New York City as well. So if it's finable because those car companies hid that fact, you know, why are they still on the road? Isn't there an environmental impact? Matt Doss thought there was, right, Mike?
Yes, yes. Well, that's one thing. Every time we went to the well to get more medallions, they keep saying, oh, environment, environment. Meanwhile, the taxi commission has put on 7.5 million square feet of Uber cars and FHVs in the last 4 years. I mean, they're polluting, they're burning gas. What's going on?
We were one of the first to talk about the Bridgegate scandal and everything that happened. Yours truly, firsthand. I remember that September morning. At 6 in the morning, I got onto the bridge from Fort Lee, and I was amazed there was so much traffic at 6 in the morning. I would leave very early to avoid traffic, and I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
Yep.
Well, Bridget Ann Kelly, she was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's former deputy chief of staff, was sentenced last week to 18 months in prison. And Bill Baroni was Christie's top appointee at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and he's also a former state senator, by the way. He's getting 2 years in prison and 500 hours of community service. They were found guilty of closing several local access lanes to the bridge. And by the way, that's the world's busiest bridge. And they created the gridlock and did everything they could to deny it. The reasons, and, you know, usually people just don't wake up one morning and decide to do that. Some of us may believe it came from the top. Some of us may have other reasons that they think it happened.
Oh, Dave, if I might just jump in and say, I know how annoying it is when I say NYCTaxiNews.com, and like blurting it out on the air. I got some nerves saying NYCTaxiNews.com, but still, can I just say NYCTaxiNews.com just once?
Yeah, go ahead, say it.
All right, folks, if you want a recap of this show tomorrow, and if you want to get information especially about the Thursday meeting at the TLC for the Economic Review, go to the little website that could www.nyctaxinews.com. And everything you want to know about taxis, but we're afraid to ask, it's right there.
Here's an email I just got. This is really weird. Hi, Taxi Dave. On Friday, I took a lady to LaGuardia, and we got stuck in traffic. While in traffic, we started to talk about the chaos the Uber cars has caused. I told her that according to the mayor, Uber cars did not cause traffic. The lady told me that she worked for that research company, and on the day the report was to come out, they got a phone call from somebody to change the result. How about that? Oh, my gosh. That's very interesting. I wonder if you have the time, location, and receipt of the person who told you that. Wouldn't that be interesting? My gosh. Okay, we've just about run out of time. Listen, I want to thank all your callers. If we haven't addressed everything you wanted us to address, obviously, we'll try to address it in the near future.
Oh, listen, Taxi Insider Paper comes out this week. Taxi Insider
That's
Paper
right.
comes out this week.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Matthew Dawes. Thanks for all our listeners for making us number one. I got to go now. Hey, get me out of Times Square. Take me up to the Bronx, baby.
This has been a podcast from WOR.